This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Julie Hsu, current Deputy Secretary of Labor, is President Biden's nominee for the full Secretary of Labor job. Biden announced the choice in February after the departure of former Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. But Hsu has struggled to get the necessary votes for confirmation in a divided Senate. More hearings on that are coming up later this month. Mel Leonore Barkley, a national politics reporter at the 19th, looked back at Hsu's days as a labor attorney in the 90s, particularly Hsu's role in the landmark El Monte Thai garment slavery case in 1995.
So these were 72 Thai immigrants, mostly women, who were working in sweatshop conditions in El Monte, California. The one worker that I spoke to told me that she was paid between 2 to 4 cents to sew pockets onto garments. She worked in the same place where she lived, you know, really long shifts. The money that she was paid to then use to buy food and toiletries and other essentials from a shop that was run by the same people that ran the sweatshop. The sweatshop really inflated prices. So it really was slave-like conditions. The windows and the doors were boarded up. There were security guards outside, so they were not able to leave. And eventually, federal agents were able to release and free these folks from these working conditions.
And what did Julie Hsu do for them?
So the first thing that Julie Hsu was able to do was to guarantee their release from an immigration detention center. After they were released, the one worker I spoke to, Nanta, talked about Julie helping her find a new job. And it was a job where she stayed out for 11 years, also sewing. And then that's where this landmark case really starts. That Julie worked with these workers to figure out how to guarantee back wages for them. And Julie built a case that not only held responsible the people that were running the sweatshop, but also all of the businesses up and down the line that were benefiting from their work.
What does Julie Hsu's role in all of this tell us about her views and how she might do her job if confirmed as labor secretary?
You know, she wrote an essay in 2021 about the El Monte case. And in that essay, she talks about watching her parents, who are both Chinese immigrants, arrive in this country and, you know, try to navigate work, having limited English and feeling that a lot of employers are predatory. She has talked about that being an inspiration for her to advocate for vulnerable workers, and people who support her to be in this position say that that passion could, at this really high level in the federal government, could just be an advocate for the most vulnerable workers in America. And they really believe that that voice is really necessary right now within the Labor Department.
Why do you think Biden is picking someone like Hsu right now?
You know, I think one really interesting thing about this story is that the same folks who are advocating for Julie Hsu to lead the Labor Department right now were doing the same when the president was first elected. And he ultimately went with a different labor secretary, and they feel that just her time is due. But at the same time, the country after the pandemic is in a really interesting place when it comes to workers in the service industry and the lowest paid workers. I spoke to one advocate who said that a lot of workers, especially in the restaurant industry, are walking off the job just demanding better wages. And she feels that the pandemic empowered these workers to do that. She believes that there is this really crucial moment of opportunity, and that somebody like Julie Hsu, who is interested in these kinds of workers, could help the administration seize this opportunity and help increase wages and benefits for workers.
So who is against her confirmation and why?
The opposition is really centered on business groups. They believe that she is somebody who would be hostile to small businesses. Right now, the Labor Department is working through two different rules that would impact businesses and that are being debated. And they just believe that the perspective that she brings to the job would harm their efforts.
How is Hsu and how is the Biden administration responding to those concerns?
Well, I spoke to one Hsu supporter who said that Julie Hsu is not hostile to business. She believes in uplifting businesses who take the high road and who treat their workers fairly and who pay fair wages. And so I think to them, if you are a business that is doing right by their workers, you know, Julie Hsu shouldn't worry you as I think, the first priority.
Mel Leonor Barkley is a national politics reporter for the 19th. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.